This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today I have a very special guest, Gwendolyn Plano, who is the author of the book, Letting Go into Perfect Love. Gwen is going to be sharing her story about how she found the strength to move beyond abusive relationship and really to look at abuse from so many different angles in her life and how she used the strength of spiritual practices and her own inner fortitude to be able to find self-love. So important when we're dealing with so many other things in life. And then also, she even took it a step further. And when you hear Gwen's story, you're going to probably be like I was. It's like, really, how can somebody be so strong to do this and trust herself so much and trust love enough that she actually created a very loving relationship that is based on respect, caring, compassion, and where there's that mutual love between two people. So it's going to be a very enlightening show. I'm sure you're going to find that. Also, Gwen and I are going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for Gwen about the book, or you have a question for either of us about, how to work through the different challenges we have in life, or you want to ask me a question about your health, I encourage you to call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. Same number for international callers, 877-230-3062. All you have to do, of course, is dial your international calling code. I also wanted to let you know that today on my Facebook page, drcarolreitberger.com, I'm having a giveaway on an anxiety PDF that I wrote. Seems like that's really what's happening in the energy field with the people I've been talking to. I know I'm feeling it. My family's feeling it. My friends are feeling it. All about what is this anxiety that we're experiencing. So today on my Facebook page, I'm going to be having a giveaway on this anxiety PDF that I wrote. I believe it's somewhere between 28 and 30 pages, very comprehensive. And what I do is I look at the general description of anxiety, kind of that generalized daily anxiety that we may suffer from. And then also I look at phobias, and I look all the way to the opposite end of the spectrum of anxiety, which is post-traumatic stress syndrome. And then throughout the PDF, I go in and I look at it from the standpoint of what does anxiety look like in our energy body? How does it map in our chakra systems? What role does our personality play? And then I close out the PDF with a lot of suggestions of what you can do from a traditional medicine standpoint, but also what you can consider from alternative choices. So again, a very, very comprehensive write-up, and I am giving away the PDF on anxiety today on my Facebook page. So just go drcarolreitberger.com and then look at what needs to be done. And I think that's just basically entering your name and maybe sharing a little bit of your secrets of what you do to handle anxiety. And then we'll be drawing the name of the person at the end of the day. It is a PDF. It's printable. And then you can go back and you can read it over and over again. So again, drcarolreitberger.com. Also want to let you know that if you suffer from chronic pain, I just posted on my website a 4-course workshop that I did online called Understanding and Healing Pain. And it's a very comprehensive course around pain. It looks at pain from the physical perspective. Well, actually, it starts out by what is pain? And there are various kinds of pains. There are different expressions. And then it goes in and looks at it physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, and then offers a lot of suggestions of what you can do if you're dealing with chronic pain to be able to deal with that chronic pain beyond just having to take medication. Any of you who have been in my shows before and who know who I, and you know who I am, you know that I do not, I'm not against medicine and I'm not against working with using medication to be able to help the body when it needs the help the most. So again, in this particular course, I look at the holism of healing chronic pain, and that means looking at it from what's available from a pharmaceutical perspective and then also alternative choices. And I actually go in and look at something called tension myotitis syndrome, TMS, that was a syndrome that was defined by Dr. John Sarno around how so much of the chronicness of stress that we have is actually tied, or the chronicness of pain that we have is actually tied to stress. So again, just go on my website, www.ritberger.com, click on the moving slide on my homepage, Understanding and Healing Pain. It's a very comprehensive write-up on what you can expect to explore and learn. And then if you decide to do it, you can just purchase it right online. Everything is downloadable, and then you can listen to it within your own schedule. I basically started out writing this for everyone who deals with chronic pain, but really realized I was writing it for myself and the chronic pain I had lived with for many, many years. And when I got through writing it, it was like, oh my gosh, I can see why I have continue to have it and what I need to do. So anyway, it's on my website, www.ritberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. I have to tell you a little bit about Gwen. And her name is Gwendolyn. I refer to her as Gwen. And so I actually met her through a reading that she did with me. And as we continued through the reading cycles and sessions and everything, I kept getting this message. There is something inside of her that needs to come forward, that needs to be expressed. And it wasn't even the expression for her own healing that I was getting out of it. It was, there is something inside that she's experienced that she can share with others that we can all learn from. And so I can't remember when we were working together and all of a sudden it blurted out of my mouth, have you thought about writing a book? And she said, well, you know, I have. And I said, oh, we need to write this book. And when I said we, it's like, okay, so we, me, her, all the angels, all the guides, everything, everybody was saying, let's get this book done. And I will be darn, she did. And she wrote this book, Letting Go into Perfect Love. And it's a great book. It's full of richness of stories and different perspectives on how to look at what happens with us in life. And I actually read the book going from California to Minnesota. And if any of you are familiar with any kind of time frame as far as flight schedules, that's about 2 hours and 45 minutes long. And I'm going to tell you, I couldn't put the book down. Once I started reading it, I found myself feeling what Gwen was feeling. That was one of the things that she is so skilled at, being able to bring forward emotion in a way where anyone who engages in that emotion goes through a healing process. I felt sad when she did. I found myself crying in the seats when I read about the part about the abuse, and I found myself laughing at all the stories that she told that were so uplifting, and I found myself feeling good about life and my choices and understanding the experiences in a way that I could see the value within them. So I, you know, it's just one of those things that you're going to find as you're listening to her, as we're doing the interview, is that it's just about finding out where that inner strength is and pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps when we find ourselves caught in those places that we feel helpless and we may feel like victims, and to realize we've got that inner strength. Before I go into actually bringing Gwen online, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about her. She spent most of her professional life in higher education. She taught and served as an administrator in colleges in New York, Connecticut, and California. She earned a bachelor's degree in nutrition from San Diego State University, was awarded a master's degree in theology from the University of the State of New York, and then completed a master's degree in counseling from Iona College. Finally, she earned a doctorate in education from Columbia University. She is also a Reiki master and a certified Lifeline practitioner. So you can see just from that biography is that she literally walks both sides of the world of practicality and the desire to help others and learning, that fundamental grounded part. But she also has one foot in that esoteric heavenly alternative part to realize that healing, if we're truly going to heal, means healing on multiple levels, and she's really well versed in that. So, Gwen, it is a pleasure to have you on the show and to introduce your book.
Thank you so much, Carol. In fact, you're the inspiration for me and for the book, and I just want to thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. I do need to tell everyone that I said to Gwen, if you write this book, so I was using a little bit of that heavenly seduction that, you know, we all get every so often because her angels were telling me, if you write this book, I'm going to have you on the radio show. And here she is. Now, the first lesson for all of us is that when somebody tells you there's a book inside and they keep telling you there's a book inside, step forward, write the book, and move forward. So, you know, again, we talked a lot about many, many things in the sessions, but one of the things that we talked about that came forward was your life and the things that you were actually going through, had gone through, and what you were learning. And while I may have been the impetus that kind of gave you that nudge in the backside to write the book, I'm sure there was a lot more to it, wasn't there?
There was. And actually, shall I speak about that a little bit? Just
absolutely. Please do.
In a way, this book demanded to be written because once I had made the decision that I will try to write, oh my goodness, I was awakened at 4 o'clock in the morning, and for months this is the case. There would be pages going through my mind. But when I began writing, the very, very first part of writing, I thought I was just going to tell my story. So a farm girl goes off to the big city, falls in love, marries, experiences tragedy, then falls in love again, marries, and then knows abuse. I mean, and along the way has 4 beautiful children. So I thought I was just writing a simple story. But that was definitely not the case. Because as the pages unfolded, I realized that my story was everyone's story. So the details of my journey may be, and only may be, unique to me, but the emotions going with those experiences are universal. We all know sorrow, fear, regret. And we all travel through life trying to figure it out, trying to make sense of it all. And that's what I felt and was driving me right there, that I wasn't just writing my story. I was holding a jewel of sorts that was partially mine, but it was coming from other places and for other purposes. It was this collective for which I was writing. So the book itself, Letting Go Into Perfect Love, is not a tell-all book. Rather, it really is a journey through life's challenges and heartaches, ultimately to that perfect love that I have in the title itself. So I obviously share glimpses of my challenges, some of which Carol have already mentioned, you know, the domestic violence, my daughter's sexual abuse by clergy. I mean, heart-wrenching kind of stories, but the actual purpose for sharing those is that sometimes in the extremes, we better understand our own lives. I can remember so distinctly when I read Maya Angelou's book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I mean, there was like an explosion in my heart. Oh my gosh, she gave us all permission to speak about all those secrets we've held deep inside, and I've certainly held plenty, but she gave us permission. And not only that, she kind of gave us dignity. So all of us who, and I'm a prime example, who felt, you know, less than others, who felt they couldn't speak or felt ashamed or whatever the emotions might be, she blessed that with dignity. So I will tell you, when I was writing this, and this is kind of an important point, when I was writing, sometimes my heart tore open so much that I thought I could not breathe. And the tears and the gasps came and went. This is what's key. They came and went because they could. For years upon years, I could not cry. And I certainly did not experience the brunt of what I was going through because I had sealed off my heart. Not intentionally, I didn't think about it, but it had become numb. And a lot of folks don't understand why a person stays in a lengthy, violent marriage. But if they would look to a caregiver, somebody who's been in a selfless role for a very long period of time, they will see the elements there. It's almost slightly like burnout, but something happens to the heart, and it definitely happened to me. So,
you know, and the thing with that, excuse me, I'm going to jump in.
Sure.
The thing with that is that what the body does from a physiological standpoint in the releasing of different endorphins and neuropeptides and neurotransmitters is the brain in its own compassion floods the body with and the brain with all of these different hormones that basically numb the brain from having to think about it, and we end up going through the motions and, like you say, being numb to the emotions of it, but we go through those motions of living. And then, like you say, someday something triggers it where our heart cracks open. It says, okay, now it's time to do something with it. So there's really a physiological change that occurs for any of you or, and you know, that have experienced abuse, or any of us that have experienced that loss of voice that Gwen is talking about. That's really the physiology of it.
That's very helpful, and I really do see that. When I wrote, though, what happened, and it's just what you said, when my heart basically cracked open like that. So anything I still had in there, oh my goodness, it came flooding out. That was it. So, but you see, the gift was that I could feel. That's the gift. And I do want to share a story that was pivotal for me. It was the catalyst for change. And it's a sad story, but it has a happy ending. And it is this. It involves one of my sons, and he was 8 years old at the time. And I was in training in a certification program in Long Island for counselors. And it was right before Christmas, a week before Christmas. And my former spouse was going to be home, and he was going to watch the children. So I took off, and this program was run by two psychologists, a married couple. They had just returned from Italy, and this is rather key, because they had put artifacts around the world, around the room of different angels. Mm-hmm. So while they were talking, and I was sitting there amongst the other counselors, I just sort of I lost attention for whatever they were discussing and was looking at these angels, when suddenly I had a profound sense of dread, horrible dread. And I knew that my son, very specifically the 8-year-old, was being hurt. So I turned to the counselor next to me and said, I must go. My son is being hurt. And I left. I drove home in a panic and ran into the house. And my former spouse was on the phone laughing with someone. But in the background, I heard my daughter screaming. So I ran into her bedroom. She had closed the door. The little one, the 5-year-old, was behind the bed crying. My 8-year-old was bent over at a 90-degree angle. He could not speak. His only sound was like, oh, oh, and that was it. Because, as I was caring for him, I should say my daughter then explained what happened. My former spouse had held him at the shoulders and kneed him so many times in the stomach that he was like a projectile across the room and hit the wall. And the child could not stand up and could not take a breath in a normal way. So I bring up this sad story, which ends in a positive way, because the child, my son, eventually came out of this and whatever. But what I want you to hear is, as tragic as this event was, I could feel it broke through this heart of mine that I had long buried, and I knew rage is what I felt. And then, I'm sad to admit, but it is true, in those moments I knew worse than rage. I knew hate. I knew these horrible feelings, and I also knew I was leaving that relationship. So this is what broke through for me, and from that moment is what I started taking the steps I needed to take to get out of a situation that was, in fact, now dangerous even to my children, and move my life forward. So I share the story not to horrify people, but to point out that you can be in a place so numb that you just go on, like Carol has said, you're a mannequin. You're a mannequin to life. You do your job. You do not feel. Mm-hmm. And folks often don't see that or understand it because they see the person. They don't know what's there. But that is what I wanted to share, which kind of builds on what you're saying, Carol.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that in situations extreme, such as what you just shared, or in other situations that may not be, there are those strong negative emotions that are really the ones that we maybe haven't been prepared for to deal with, and they just build upon themselves. It's like they just fester to the point where that anger gets to the place where it is this rage, and then it goes into that hostility, and it goes into that hate. And in our humanness, not only do those emotions get buried and create this physiological change of numbness, we honestly don't know how to deal with the strength of those negative emotions. And it takes something probably unpleasant in some cases, that I always tell people, that's not part of your sacred agreement. You don't have agreements with everybody to have just, you know, stress and hurt and pain in your life. But you do have moments where things happen where it does, like you said, Gwen, it cracks the heart open. And what it does is it lets you see all that it's held for a long time. And in that cracking, you know, there's something I wanted to ask you also that I'm going to, but it's in those moments when we crack, whether it's extreme or not, or we get in touch with our heart. Those are the moments we actually feel that perfect love, isn't it?
It is. And what happened after that event is profoundly that's the case. I had an experience with an angel after this event, and is it all right for me just to share that?
Oh, you bet. Please do.
All right. What happened is after things calmed down with my son, and I met with each of my kids and did it very tenderly, but told them if there ever was any violence to call 911. My former spouse found out about this, and there was a very serious violent episode with me behind closed doors. But the end result is what I want to share. Because as I came to out of this situation, all of which is in the book, I was on my side, on the bed, trying to get my breath. When I felt a profound, the tender person, it felt like a person, I should say,
yep,
next to my back. You know, like when you lay next to a spouse or a lover, you feel them. That is what occurred to me. It was very, very physical. And then I felt the wing of this angel come over me and wrap me. I was wrapped in a love that I had not known. a very all it went through all of me, permeated every cell of me, filled me in such an amazing way. And I was held. I have no idea how long I was held, but in that moment then, I realized how deeply loved I was. And I also knew that all was going to be well. So it was a powerful experience, given everything else that had gone on, that was telling me that what lay ahead was going to bring the joy that I was seeking for, that was for sure, the joy of which was missing from my life.
Yeah, and right now, the angels are so active in all of the changes that are going on, and they're so charged with that perfect love and that compassion to be able to help us find that inner strength and to realize we're not alone and to help us experience that love that gives us the hope to keep on going. So beautiful story. I want to say, you know, Gwen and I are taking your calls. So if you have a question for us, 877-230-3062. Gwen, I think what I'd like to do is let's take a quick commercial break. I want to come back and keep this going because this perfect love is something that I think all of us are really looking for. And the interesting thing is you're going to find when we come back, it's always been there. All along.
Very much.
So wonderful, wonderful. Please stay tuned. Gwen and I are going to be right back, and we're going to be talking some more about perfect love, about this beautiful book, Letting Go Into Perfect Love, that Gwen has written, the stories and everything. So stay tuned. Come right back, because this is going to continue to uplift us to get through our day and through our lives.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, I have a very special guest, Gwen Plano, and she's the author of Letting Go Into Perfect Love, and she's been sharing in the first segment some of the stories and the connection with the angels that helped her in going through so many of the difficulties she had in her life. And one of the things, if you've been on the air with us and listening to the interview, you are very aware that Gwen isn't about OMG, all the bad things that happened to her. It's about the inspiration. It's about the opportunity. It's about the love. It's about the self-respect that can help us go through situations, abusive situations, in Gwen's case, not only of herself, but of her children, and to be able to rise above and move beyond, and to do so in a beautiful way to where it strengthens the relationship with our children, and it really opens us up to where we're not afraid to enter into a relationship again. So often I find in my readings, people who have been hurt or have been abused, they will ask me about relationships, and I can tell in their heart they want a relationship so much, a relationship full of love and respect, but they're afraid. They're afraid to trust themselves. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to trust everything. That's what you have heard and you will hear in this segment that Gwen did. So before I jump back in, honey, let's tell people, how can we get this beautiful book? How can they learn more about you and be able to connect with you the way that I've had the pleasure of doing?
Well, thank you so much. I do have a website, which is just www.gwenplano.com. But the book, which you can order on the website, but it would be through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And certainly you can go directly to Amazon and order there. On my website, I try to do some reflections, and those who are interested in that type of thing, reflections on life, then they will find that of interest there. And I also provide different tools that can help a person. And I mention resources, one of whom, of course, is Carol. Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
So because she has been an invaluable partnered through with me through life in the reading she has done, which have been so beautiful. So I welcome anyone to come to the website itself, and I can also give you my email address. That is just fine for you to write to me should you have questions and want to know more. The email that I'm using for anyone interested in knowing more about the book is gwen.plano@yahoo.com. So that's gwen.plano@yahoo.com. And what I'd love to talk about is, Carol, if I could, you said something at the very end that I thought, oh my gosh, didn't know this. And that was how active the angels are. And now I understand, because that's what I want to talk about.
Let's do it.
All right.
We go. So very good. Jump in. Let's talk about these beautiful angels that are gracing our world, our vibration, and our life.
Well, it was last November, and I want to share what happened, because it's changed, I see for sure. Here, I went to church, and I was sitting towards the back, and had knelt down to pray, and then I had looked up to sit back in the pew, and I froze, because the whole church was filled with angels, and I thought, oh my gosh. And I probably didn't move my head more than an inch. Either way, my eyes were darting all over the place, but I was afraid to move. And I just was transfixed. Here were angels walking with the elderly up the aisles, holding the hands of little children, sitting beside some of the disabled. They were in every place on this at this church.
Mm-hmm.
As I looked, they all turned and looked at me all at one time. They just all mm-hmm. turned. And then they just, so I knew in that instant that they knew I could see and I was supposed to see for some reason. And then they just faded. These luminous, beautiful figures just faded away and I didn't see them. So what I understood from it all was that for some reason I was given a glimpse. And only that, a glimpse of a realm of life that most of us, at least me, are not aware of. But it is there. And mm-hmm. since that time, I have not seen them again. I feel them a lot. And I want to tell a funny story, because we went back to California just for a visit. This was in December, and I went to this energy worker in Laguna Beach. And as I sat down with her, she begins when she does her energy work with a prayer, and then we just sat opposite each other. And so she started to do her work, and she paused, and she almost had a little giggle. She says, "Gwen, there's a very big angel behind you. Are you aware of this?" And I said, "Well, I can feel it, you know, at times." And so this went on for the hour. She probably interrupted me another 2-3 times to ask if I could see the angel. And she wanted me to know. She says, "It's very, very big." She kept saying this. And I could not see it. I still do not see it, but I do feel the presence of this angel a great deal. And as in all the time. What I didn't know is what you said, which is that the angels have become really active. I didn't know that. That's good to know. I'm so happy.
Well, and you know, the other thing that they do is they make themselves seen when we have stepped into a place within the perfect love within ourselves.
Yes.
They make themselves seen in a way that we get to actually, through their vision, see perfect love in physicality.
Yeah.
And they also, and when they all look back at you, and what they do in a case like that, where you get that sense of that true feeling of something beyond who we physically are, they are up there high-fiving you, Gwen. They're like, "Woohoo, hallelujah, that a boy, this is great." And they were saying to you, as they say to all of us when we experience them within our own way, they are saying to us, "Good job, look it, you touched a part of you that's very real." And they're not even saying, "Okay, do something with it," the way the mind would. It's just like, "Attaboy, good job. That's something real." Where we are right now with all the closure energy, and the closure energy was about the past and the hurt and a lot of these emotions that you've talked about that we've had buried within us, they are very present at this point in time, because the only way for us to move forward, as you have in your book, you have in your life, and creating that reality and that love and that life that you desire, is that we have to go inside and we have to do it ourselves. And they are giving us the strength, the compassion, the encouragement. That was a beautiful story. That was a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure there are others out there who have seen them and think, "Oh, no, that can't be." Or who have felt them and question, "Is that really real?" So thank you, honey. That was great. So let you and I just kind of go and look at perfect love.
Right.
And why don't you just share your perception and understanding of what do you see perfect love as being?
Well, for me, perfect love is love that has no limitations or conditions. It's simply is. And I'd have to say that religions, I think, almost maybe without exception across the world, call this love by many different names. But they certainly can agree that there is a source of perfect love that's all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. So for me, though perfect love, that I understand it as this source, this isness, I also understand as God. I can call it various names,
mm-hmm.
but it is a name. The only hesitancy for me to call it this love God is that humans put other things on God.
Yes, that's very true.
Yes, and this love is without those limitations that we humans put on that. And I believe that what isn't ultimately of this source love is really not of the God that the different religions speak of. It's just not. I have found for myself, and it has been quite a little journey, that if I can just trust into this love, which is accessible in meditation or prayer or even just a decision like, okay, I'm just going to pause here. When I do that, oh my goodness, that is when I know peace. Mm-hmm. And it's been through that peace that I have discovered joy, just pure joy, you know? And I think it's all kind of intertwined. The perfect love, the joy, it's all intertwined. So that's what it is for me.
And you know, it is, Gwen. And I know when I crossed over and touched the other side, people will, you know, ask me, what does it feel like? And there is a peacefulness about it. There's a joyfulness about it. There's a reverence about it. There's a grace about it. And it is literally perfect love. And it is so different than anything. In fact, it's difficult to put into words. You did a beautiful job, but it's difficult to put into words that sense of calm and purpose and meaning and excitement and curiosity and determination and perseverance and all the words we add to it in our humanness to be able to move beyond. And I know in your book, the stories, I keep alluding to these stories. The stories about so many times within your book, you had the opportunity to do what this perfect love is designed to do and to be, and that's pay it forward. I read the part about, you know, the children or kids that you were dealing with in college that were, you know, really contemplating ending their life or to hurt themselves, as one young man said, to actually punish himself and hurt himself because he didn't get the grades that he thought he should and his parents would be unhappy with him. And then the young woman who was the same situation. And I kept thinking as I was reading that what they were asking for is they were asking for a glimpse of that perfect love, and in a very grounded, unassuming way, you gave them and touched them at that point, that perfect love.
Yeah. Thank you for recognizing that.
Oh, yes. My gosh. It makes me tear up because it so has such divineness about it. You know, you talked about your grandparents in your book and other loved ones. We've got some time. Talk about the role they play because, you know, we in our lives, we're not just given a boatload of bad stuff that is designed to give us lessons so we can move beyond or whatever it is. We actually get these beautiful gifts in our life. And that's what I also found when you talked about your loved ones.
Well, when I was surprised how much my grandparents came into this book. I didn't initially intend to include them, but there they were. And so and I started to see, again, just how circular life is. And, again, that we do not travel it alone. And my grandparents, my grandmothers in particular, their stories came through. And that's why I shared it. And as, you know, I'll bring up one point that's kind of touching in my entire family, the extended family. I come from a very, very large family, farmers my mother had 9 children, just to give you a clue, and her twin had 9. And so, I mean, I could go down the list. Very big family.
Your family gatherings are quite large.
Oh, my goodness. We have to divide up by colors so we can identify which family's which. It's big families. But one thing that had occurred, my mother had lost her mom when she was a young girl, and her dad had remarried. And the only grandmother I knew on that side of the family was my step-grandma, and she was a wonderful person to me. She died having set her will many years before, and she lived into her 90s. And was making, I'll just make this story short, her actual estate, unfortunately, didn't unfold like she thought, perhaps like she thought it should. I don't know. But it divided up the children, the original children. That means my mother and her siblings, and then my grandma's birth children. And it caused this hard feelings in the family. Well, another experience, I was getting into bed, and oh my goodness, I heard my grandma. And I sat up fast because it was definitely her voice. And what she was saying to me was, it wasn't supposed to be this way. She repeated it. It wasn't supposed to be this way. So it offered me the opportunity to talk to my mother and her siblings, because I saw in that instance that my grandmother had divided her estate, what she thought was good, but she didn't know she was going to live until her mid-90s in a nursing home and all the expense of that, you know. So the bottom line is, once I had done that, and by the way, included her in this book, she is a happy woman now. So what I want to say is, healing is not just for ourselves. It has an impact generationally. So I have felt what has happened to my mother and her siblings, the kind of freedom that has occurred because they have understood what occurred. I just happen to be the vehicle for that. And then for my grandma, in her heavenly place there, that she has peace. So it's a loop, isn't it?
The loop, it's a healing loop, and you know, we just naturally kind of assume it has to all be done on the earth plane, only to find out that every baby step or giant leap of faith we take is being actually experienced on the other side. And it just comes back to us. It comes back to us, and it just is this beautiful, beautiful loop. Have you had any feedback from readers of your book besides me? And I know you have. Anything that you have found that they've learned, or it's been helpful to them, or anything you want to share?
Yes. And in some instances, I'm sorry, but it would bring me to tears of joy, but
disappointment. It's still tears.
Oh my goodness. Well, as I said at the beginning, I can now cry. So anyway, for example, this 86-year-old woman who is a friend of my mother read the book, and for the first time ever in her life, she spoke about being sexually abused as a little girl. I mean, it brought me to tears, because here's this lady who has carried this all her life. And I have heard any number, but I want to tell you something that totally surprised me. Saturday evening, I was at an event, and this gentleman came up to me, a 90-year-old Army veteran of World War II, who has various recognitions. He has the Purple Heart. He has the Silver Star. But unbeknown to me, his wife had given him, or his daughter, I don't know whom, somebody gave him my book, and he read it. Well, now this, I hope I don't cry. He came up to me, and he wanted to apologize that any man would have treated me in that way. So it brings tears, because what a gentleman, what tenderness. And I want to add this. Since coming out of the closet, which was where I kept my heart, in this closet, since coming out of that and allowing the healing to occur, what I end up seeing is the beauty in people's lives. So here's this older gentleman, 90 years old. Oh, my goodness. I never in my life would have expected that. And then I have had my friends who knew me back when, they read the book and told me this one in particular, who's just a beautiful woman, said that she always knew there was something. She said, you wore a veil of sadness. She said, you were incredible as a professional, but you wore a veil of sadness. Now, that was quite the image for me that I was unaware of back then, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Because we think a lot of times that, you know, it's a secret, we're pulling it off, and other people in their perception, it's like we don't really hide it, do we?
No. And I want to say one of the main reasons I wrote, there were several reasons I wrote, but one of them is this. Once I got it that I had been hiding away, that the part that was really me was not visible, I realized that my children knew this shell of me. And that just was such a sad thing. And I thought, I've got to help my children know me.
Exactly.
And I think my children do know me. They just know, wow, she is much bigger than they thought. So kind of that way. But
I know when you were writing the book and we had the occasion to talk, that beautiful sensitivity of, you know, when do you tell your children, or how much do you tell, or what do you do, and how much do you open yourself up, and how much do you, you know, open your children up to all of this? And, you know, as you go through the book, you recognize how your daughter has opened up and has grown. And I can only imagine that by having this strength, this story being told, how it's going to help her with her child, and it's going to help your boys, and it's just going to help everybody. And, you know, I was thinking as you were talking about this older gentleman in World War II and who has seen so much in life and everything, how easy it would be for him to be angry and to have rage and to have the things, but to be able to move beyond the, you know, the remnants of war and all of the trials and tribulations, to have the compassion to say something like that, to say to you, you know, Gwen, not every man is that way. And, you know, all of my listeners, not everybody is always that way. And what a gift he gave to you and he gave to all of us. Very, very much so. So we're getting down to where we just have a couple of minutes left and everything. Is there one little thing that you want to share that you learned from writing this book that could be something that each of us could take through our day to connect us with that perfect love? I know I put you on the spot.
You did, but let me say.
Calling all angels, calling all angels.
Yeah, call them all. It's, we were given the gift of our life. And to tuck any away, any parts of it away and hide it is not what we're here for. We're here to shine. And trust me, that was a learning experience for me, to actually peek out and start to shine, because I was unfamiliar. But in doing so, by allowing your heart, your person to shine, that is when you walk with the angels. It is extraordinary. And that's why the title of the book is about this, finding the extraordinary after abuse, which is the sort of the subtitle of the book.
What a wonderful thought for us to end with, that we are never alone. We are always loved, and our angels are always with us. If you want to order Gwen's book, go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, Letting Go into Perfect Love. If you want to connect with Gwen, she was generous enough to give us her email, and then go to www.gwenplano. Gwen, thank you so much, sweetie. I really, really love what you've brought forward. And I want to thank all of you for joining Gwen and I today, and to finding your angels and connecting with them, and to bring the energy and the perfect love you have within you into your life. You can listen to the show and others in my archives. You have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Gwen, you're a beautiful light. Thank you, my love. Light and love to all of you.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.